House Labor and Commerce Committee to order, just waiting on the secretary to look this way and smile. At 3:32, she did. For the record, we have Representative Lynn, Representative Ledoux, and Representative Roper, myself, Representative Crawford here today, which is somewhere around March 13th, about 11, 12, 13. And we have two bills before us. I was hoping to get out of here in record time, but there's a couple people who want to testify. We are going to hear the first two bills on the schedule, which is Senate Bill 253 and Senate Bill 254. These are extension bills. If anyone wants to make a motion to extend these two particular groups to the years 2021-14, and certainly solicit that amendment, as we spend a lot of time on these bills.
Do we get a discount?
And you'll get a discount. Okay, without further ado then, we do have these two matters before us. I'd turn your attention to page 5 of both of the reports, and also page 7 on the recommendations. Both of these are recommended by the auditor, and if you'll see under the recommendations, it must have been a slow day there, a far stretch. But without further ado, then we'll call who first? Pat, I guess you might as well come up and shoot. Tell us why we want to pass both these bills out, which we will.
Well, I don't know. It might be a little controversial.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, Pat Davidson, representing the Legislative Audit. Briefly, we do recommend an extension for both the Board of Chiropractic Examiners. I'm sorry, Mr. Chairman. Are we on Senate Bill 253 or?
We're on Senate Bill 253, so I guess we'll just restrict your comments to Senate Bill 253 at this point, even though
I understand.
We know you can just say diddle when we get to 254.
Other than the extension, there are no recommendations for legislative changes. We do make a recommendation to the board to improve its efficiency.
Representative Roper.
Are you done with your testimony, Pat?
Yes.
Oh, I noticed there was a substantial deficit in 04. And their revenues, and there was an adjustment in fees. Is that as a result of that? Is that what happened?
To the chair, Representative Roper, yes, they increased their fees in the 05-06 year. And while we think that it's something to watch, it does look like within one or possibly two biennial renewal cycles, they should get themselves out of a deficit situation. The other thing of note is in FY05, there was a substantial increase in contractual that had to do with, I believe, an investigation, which are typically non-cyclical and not necessarily recurring costs.
And ask and answer. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Any questions for the questions? Pat, seeing none.
Thank you.
Thank you. Tom, did you want to present the bill?
You covered that pretty
well. I think.
Thank you.
Wasted your time to be here. But
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Roper.
Mr. Chairman, I move Senate Bill 253 with individual recommendations and attached fiscal notes.
There are no objections. The bill is moved. Now we'll move to Senate Bill 254, the extension, the therapy, occupational therapy board. Tom, did you want to present this one? Or
I'll be quick.
thank you, members.
We'll justify your existence.
I'm Tom Maher with the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee, and we appreciate you hearing this bill. Senate Bill 254 stems from recommendations contained in the Legislative Sunset Audit Report dated September 17th. On page 5 of the report, Leg Audit concluded that the State Physical Therapy and Occupational Licensing Board is operating in the public's best interest and should continue to regulate the physical and occupational therapists. The board safeguards the public interest by promoting the competence and integrity of those who practice in the field and continues to improve its effectiveness and ensure therapists are licensed in the state of Alaska. Accordingly, Senate Bill 254 extends the sunset date of the board to June 30th, 2014 for an 8-year extension. The report made no further recommendations to the legislature. There is a fiscal note. However, extending the board will not incur any additional costs as the board is self-supporting. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions for Tom? Thank you, Tom. Pat, did you want to make any further remarks? Again, the only recommendation here was that the governor should make his appointments, recruiting and appointing in a little more timely fashion, and I would hope that Representative Crawford would touch bases with the governor on that particular matter. But having said that, if Representative Roper wanted to make an amendment to adjust the date on this one to the year 2114, I would
object.
Accept that.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Rogeberg.
I move that Senate Bill 254 be moved from committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal notes.
Without an amendment?
Unamended.
You'll be doing your colleagues in the future a great service.
I know, Mr. Chairman. We've already boosted it up from 3 years to 7, so we're doing it the right way.
We're slowly getting there. Okay, a motion is to move it. No objection. The bill's moved. That's it for the day. Have a good day.
But we're not going to take...